Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
An Alaska Southern sea lion whose birth was featured in the second season of Nat Geo Wild's Alaska Animal Rescue died unexpectedly on January 23rd at the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward. According to Alaska Sea Life Center, the 2.5-year-old sea lion named Miss passed away after experiencing seizure-like tremors while interacting with three other sea lions in a group setting. The incident occurred while Mist and three other stellar sea lions were socializing in a group setting. To mimic natural and social behaviors in the wild, stellar sea lion groupings change regularly at the Alaska Sea Life Center, and staff always monitor animals in new situations closely. The introductions went well, and the animal care staff noted play and normal social behaviors throughout the morning. Mist's seizure-like tremors began suddenly and seemed unprompted. Due to the close monitoring protocol that day, an Alaska Sea Life Center mammalogist noticed the tremors as soon as they began and responded immediately. The other three stellar sea lions were shifted to another habitat so veterinary and animal care staff could tend to Miss safely. Though these staff arrived within minutes, Miss had unfortunately already become unresponsive. Miss was born on June 26, 2020, to Alaska Sea Life Center stellar sea lions Mara and Pilot. Mist was Mara's first successful pup and the fifth successful stellar sea lion birth in the history of the Alaska Sea Life Center. Dr. Carrie Getz, the director of animal health care at the Alaska Sea Life Center, stated, "Waiting for Miss to be born is the most impactful memory of my time with her. It dominated my life in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. When she was born, it was such a joyous event in a crazy world and a crazy time." The Alaska Sea Life Center is one of only three aquariums in North America that house stellar sea lions. Every stellar sea lion contributes to the understanding and knowledge base of their important species, making the loss of this 2.5-year-old impactful for the entire population. You can read further details posted on the story at RadioKenai.com. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency on Tuesday effectively vetoed a proposed copper and gold mine in a remote region of southwest Alaska that is coveted by mining interests, but that is also supports the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery. The move by the agency, heralded by Alaska Native tribes and environmentalists who have long pushed for it, deals a potentially devastating blow to the proposed Pebble Mine and comes with an earlier rejection of a key federal permit for the project remains unresolved. Pebble Limited Partnership CEO John Shively in a statement called the EPA's action unlawful and political and said litigation was likely. Shively has cast the project as key to Biden's administration's push to reach green energy goals and make the U.S. less dependent on foreign nations for such materials. The Pebble Limited Partnership, the developer behind Pebble Mine, is owned Canadian-based Northern Dynasty Minerals LTD. Today's announcement marks only the 14th time in the roughly 50-year history of the Federal Clean Water Act that the EPA has flexed its powers to bar or restrict activities over potential impacts to waters, including fisheries. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan said his agency use of its so-called veto authority in this case underscores the true, irreplaceable, and invaluable natural wonder that is Bristol Bay. The veto is a victory for the environment, economy, and tribes of Alaska's Bristol Bay region, which have fought the proposal for more than a decade, said Joel Reynolds, Western Director and Senior Attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. The mine would have jeopardized the region's salmon fishery, which brings thousands of jobs to the area and supplies about half the world's sockeye salmon, Reynolds said. The Pebble Deposit is near the headwaters of Bristol Bay watershed, which supports a bounty of salmon unrivaled anywhere in North America, the EPA said. The agency, citing an analysis by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, says discharges of dredged or fill material to build and operate the proposed mine site would result in a loss of nearly 100 miles of stream habitat as well as wetland areas. More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.